All right, let me make sure that
Blog
I can.
Talk Radio.
The people are able to hear. Call in myself and make sure that can be heard. One, the number's on the screen, 213-943-3362. I want to get you guys' opinion. Is Hollywood really fruiting up black men like this? Yo. All right, it works. All right, let me see if I can get my young lady to come and answer the phone lines. Let's see if she wants to answer the phone lines today. Unstoppable. Thank you, Camille. I didn't see it. I didn't see it. Who is this? Hope you're enjoying, relaxing, and watching. Umar just donated 50. Oh, you just donated 50. Thank you, Cassandra. Cassandra said she just donated me some money. That is awesome. I haven't got a chance to see it. Lindsay said, LOL, I cannot handle you. Gave me the cry face. Oh, yes. Chassie just sent me a message and said, in Con Air, the one black guy on the damn plane was gay. Dog, I probably remember that shit. Con Air, the one black guy on the plane, that nigga was fruited in the motherfucker. How many of y'all remember that? Let me see if I get, let me see if she want to answer the phones today. I don't know if she got a chance to look. I'm on air. Do you want to answer the phones? If so, you can. All right. But yeah, like, are none of you guys thinking, well, wait a minute, some of this isn't right. It doesn't make sense. Why is it that all these dudes are being asked to portray gay men? Why? Why is that even something that would make sense? I'd like to know. I want to know. Tyler Perry, gay than a motherfucker and everything. Somebody said, is he wearing red lipstick? Let me just go ahead and play it, and then we'll go to the phone lines. I'm going to go on and let y'all get this. Let's go ahead. This is Malik Yoba talking about his new play. And I want to know if people think that it's wrong or if it's just acting. Let's watch it.
I'm just trying to let y'all know I ain't gonna do this for everybody, you know what I mean? So I'm just letting y'all know how it go down for the get down. This how y'all doing? How you doing, Hunty?
I'm doing fine,
this
Hunty.
This is Miss Melody Maria, her play.
Hello.
So everybody can't get me to do this thing, but the girl talks to me. I said, you know, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna turn this thing out for her. But she is. She's a great writer. So the name of the play is what?
Enough Feel Five for the Universe.
And here I go, because I'm Oprah Obama Mama. How you doing? What he say? He said Oprah Obama Mama.
That's what he said.
So come support January what?
January 11th to January 28th at Theater for the New City.
Right.
Come see Malik play God.
God. You know what? Because you see me, you're going to be like, God. That's why they named, you know, it's like actual acting realism or something like that. Because I'm going to just make it up as I go along because the children be talking in the streets just like this, Miss Stink. Miss Stink.
No. Oh, no. No. I'm going to go run and get some water. I'm going to let y'all see this again.
I'm just trying to let y'all know I ain't going to do this for everybody, you know what I mean? So I'm just letting y'all know how it go down for the get down. This, how y'all doing? How you doing, Hunty?
I'm doing fine,
this
Hunty.
This is Miss Melody Maria, her play.
Hello.
So everybody can't get me to do this thing, but the girl talks to me. I said, you know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to turn this thing out for her. But she is. She's a great writer. So the name of the play is what?
Enough Feel Five for the Universe.
And here I go, because I'm Oprah Obama Mama. How you doing? What he say? He said Oprah Obama Mama.
That's what he said.
So come support January what?
January 11th to January 28th at Theater for the New City.
Right.
Come see Malik play God.
God. You know what? Because you see me, you're going to be like, God. That's why they named, you know, it's like actual acting realism or something like that. Because I'm going to just make it up as I go along because the children be talking in the streets just like this, Miss Stink. Miss Stink.
First off, if you are a transsexual or a homosexual, shouldn't you be upset that they couldn't get an actual transsexual actor to play the role, number one? But number two, shouldn't you be upset they have a stereotypical way that you speak? See, it's funny how people say they have a problem with stereotypes. Yet, they have no problem playing those stereotypes. I say this again. It's funny that people have a problem with stereotypes, but then those same people have no problem playing the stereotype. You know, like how the thugs or the black hoes get mad at the way that I speak about what they do, and then they literally go out and do the exact same thing that I said they do. And then they get mad if other people don't act like that because they say, you're not a real nigga. You're not a real black person. Somebody say it sounds just like Wendy Williams. Exactly. Wendy Williams literally has the gay lexicon, I guess. That's what it would be, gay lexicon. But how do we have these people fighting against so-called fighting against so-called the way things are while acting out the way things are? How does that work? Now, the number is 213-943-3362. I want to get you guys' opinion. Is Hollywood making a concerted effort to fruit up black men? Or are we just making much ado about nothing? Either way, I want to take your opinions. Let's go ahead and go to the first phone caller that's on the line. 718, caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Tommy? Long time no hear. Let's hope. Well, this is Mario.
Hey, it's my young dude. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. I just called. I came across your feed. Well, I was on social media, and I came across your feed. So I figure, why not chime in on the topic at hand? You know, it's difficult to assess. I'm glad this is an interesting topic, per se. As far as kind of the, I guess, the demasculation of black males, I think there's a possibility it's much ado about nothing. I don't like it per se, but then again, you know, it's difficult to assess because, as you said, there's so many different factions of people who are opinionated or sometimes denounce certain depictions. So it's like, who do you go off of? You know, like, all right, so you remember, I think you made this point. You know, there was a time when you had television programs that depicted blacks, like, let's say, The Cosby Show. You had the father was a physician, the mother was an attorney. You had Family Matters where both parents were in civil servitude. You know, you had Fresh Prince where Uncle Phil was a judge. And these programs were denounced as being not authentically black, you know. So who has the hegemony of what really is black, you know, especially as far as entertainment goes? So, I think it's a possibility of a much ado about nothing. I mean, there are gay males in every race, of course. I mean, it's no secret. I think.
Well, hold on a second. But you don't think it's a problem when black people are 12% of the population? Black men are about 6% of the population. And probably about, I'd say about 5, because there's more women than men. So it's about 5-4% of the population. That's a small ass number that represents so many gay ass men. Look, RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
It's not there was never a white version of RuPaul. It was RuPaul.
That is true. I'm trying to dig in the memory banks, public. I mean, you not as big. Remember the comedian Mario Cantone? He's been around for years. I mean, he doesn't have a footprint as much as RuPaul does. I don't know. I think also too. This is another leeway with blacks as a whole. I think one thing.
Wait, did Juana Man? That dude who played Juana Man? You can't tell me that dude ain't gay in real life.
Oh, wait a minute. You just made me think. What about come on, Rocky Horror Picture Show, Tim Curry. And he also, not only that, but then he also played the nanny on WB. You remember he had a television program years later after Rocky Horror Picture Show where, what was the one with Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire. There was a bit of a drag going on there.
Robin Williams was playing a faggot. He was the daddy trying to see his kids, which was a fucked up story on itself.
Yeah, it is. What about Mrs. Doubtfire?
Everybody thought that was such a great movie. Please go back and look at Mrs. Doubtfire for what it was.
Yeah. I had another one to add to the mix. And he won an Oscar. What about Dustin Hoffman's role in Tootsie, where he played a woman?
Oh, yes. But like, but it's like these men, though. But if you think about it, they're playing women.
Mm-hmm.
Different than these dudes playing these flaming faggots.
Yeah. No, you're right.
What I, like, okay, they're dressing up and they're playing women. These dudes are just straight up gay dudes. They just like the Birdcage. Yeah, I remember the Birdcage. The Birdcage was actually
Birdcage. There you go. That's another one. With Nathan Lane and Robin Williams.
And you can't tell me Robin Williams wasn't gay. I'm sorry. Last night I watched Death to Smoochie, one of the most underrated movies. Watch it if you've never seen it. I'm going to keep telling people to watch Death to Smoochie. Death to Smoochie is hilarious. But in that movie, first off, it was about Robin Williams feeling like he wanted to kill himself, which is the ironic part of it. But one of the lines that Edward Norton said to Robin Williams was that he was confused sexually. And Robin Williams looked and was like, yeah. I was like, somebody said the dude from The Crying Game, Will and Grace.
Yes,
what the dude?
The Crying Game, yes, that's another one.
Yeah, Will and Grace, where the white dude was just a flaming gay guy.
Yeah.
Somebody said there's not a difference. Let me ask you, is there a difference between a guy taking a role where he's pretending to be a woman to get something? Because remember, Tootsie and Miss Doubtfire, where they were pretending to be a woman to get something.
There's a distinct difference in concept, because I think the depiction is both these men retain their heterosexuality. The same thing like Juwanna Man. You know, Juwanna Man was trying to play basketball after he got kicked out the NBA.
Yes.
But I mean, there's a certain aspect that lingers over that, especially like I said, like if it's consistent. Let's say, like, I use Tim Curry because he was in Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, he played like the trans on that. And then decades later, he's playing a female role. And there was some nanny sitcom on WB, you know, decades later. So, you know, you start to see a pattern here. But then I'm not, whatever they are, that's fine. I'm not trying to infringe on that. And the point that I was making that it's very nuanced. And I think what's a peculiarity with black males, as far as blacks as a whole, and I think why RuPaul can have such a foothold is also kind of historically, is that blacks, as a sense, had a culture of self-expression that always was allowed to sustain even through the era of slavery outside of Puritanism, you know, the Puritanical stronghold. So that's why it's not surprising why we had black entertainers historically in the present always be very rambunctious and robust, you know, like the Moms Mabley's, the Richard Pryors, et cetera, you know. So, I mean,
Do me a favor before you finish. Let them know how old you are again. I'm telling y'all, I love this young man. You won't get men in their 50s being able to explain something as eloquent as he just did. Tell them how old you are again, Mario.
I'm 29.
Think about that, y'all. And this man's been calling it. This young man's been calling in the shows for years. Listen to what he's saying. I'm sorry to cut you off. Keep on going. I'm always impressed.
I think it's a historical point. I was just saying is that that culture of self-expression that blacks were able to sustain, which, you know, even through the era of slavery, kind of outside the realms of Puritanism, and that's what led largely to kind of blacks in a way being the catalyst for a lot of entertainment we enjoy. So my point is that it's not surprising to say, this is a bit of a stretch kind of a theory, it's not surprising that as to why a RuPaul can have a foothold more than any other, like, white drag queen. But, I mean, remember the television program Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I think the majority of the cast there was either Caucasian or Hispanic. I think there was maybe one Hispanic guy and the rest were Caucasian. So, you know, it varies with these things as far as depictions of personalities or certain groups.
Yeah, and it's I think you gave a great example, because with blacks, there was almost no limit to what they could do because they didn't have social constraints.
Correct.
It was easier to have a Sylvester come out in the 70s and be big because there were no social constraints on what a black person could do anyway. What
Precisely.
Was he expecting? That was a great
yeah, yeah.
Said, I can't argue with him.
That's a key historical point that that is often neglected. I'm kind of caveat into another realm here, but just far as entertainment, and that's a focal point that we know subliminally, but just do not correlate it consciously, you know. And you're right, there was no constraints. I think in the mainstream, you know, you went from having like the selfless characters of like a Sidney Poitier, then you went into the realm of the Richard Pryors and the Moms Mabley who would talk about soul food. And, you know, you had different factions. I think, like, from you had the Huxtables on the Cosby television program, and then kind of like the late 90s, I guess maybe because blacks gradually increasing in the population, you had black programs that were solely dedicated. I won't – by the way, it was depicted. It was more for a black audience. Like, television programs like the Parkers or the Hughleys would attract a black audience more than a non-black audience, as opposed to, you know, when you had Fresh Prince or when you had Family Matters or 227 or any of those programs, you know, they felt more like they were catered to a general audience.
Yeah. And it's like, so I like how you say it. In a way, it's like Much Ado About Nothing, because if you can break it down that deep and you have a good history of entertainment, which is good whenever people can. And I love people like you when they call in because you can calm down the flames. So then I'll ask you this last question before I go. Why do you think the flames are so high when people are so outraged at something like this? Because I watched the comments of this Malik Yoba video and the comments. Well, what were your thoughts on it? And why are the comments so strong from that same black side that you said is able to get away with being more open than the other side?
It depends. It's difficult to assess these things because you have reactionaries from all realms and, again, different factions. So I think it's how many people, you know, people don't have a tendency. When we see things on surface levels, there's always a bunch of variables operating. And it's difficult for one to devote the time to assess it. Now, if you think that this is like a broad phenomenon or a conspiracy preemptively, that is a bit pretentious. I don't know how to assess that. Are we really seeing an influx of homosexual male characters? You know, has that chain of humor always been around, or is it being catapulted now more than ever? You know, like, what is the standard that one would go to say, oh, this is happening entirely too much, or is this outrage even necessary?
Now, see me, though, I think there's a disproportionate amount of not only black men, but dark-skinned black men being put out like this. The same way if I look at, like, if you look at commercials now, it looked like one-third of these damn commercials are black women with white men.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not even close to being representative of the amount of white men that are actually with black women. So why is this being pushed?
It could possibly be a marketing ploy. Maybe they're trying to kowtow to a particular audience. You know, I don't like to jump to conspiratorial conclusions because there's always a lot of distortions. And you have a whole industry of people who, career activists who sell people on just ridiculous notions that very impressionable, that sound enticing, but very seldom is evidence accompanied with it, you know?
Somebody talked about another thing. The movie Moonlight that came out, won Best Picture and all that stuff, when it was just gay stuff. Black
really?
Men, enough tough black men. Yeah, Moonlight was starring the tough black guy from the Luke Cage show. So he goes from being a tough black guy to gay. And then they give him an award for this thing. How many people actually saw fucking Moonlight? Nobody.
I honestly have not seen it. But let's also throw in another factor here, right, Tommy?
Uh-huh.
Let's not give Hollywood kind of I know, of course, a lot of people love entertainment, but ideologically, right, I don't think that they're, what they believe is necessarily an accurate depiction of the country's general sentiment. A perfect example is Donald Trump winning the presidency. You know, obviously, Hollywood is predominantly reactionary leftists. You know, you had Hillary Clinton have all these celebrities speak out on her behalf. When Obama was leaving office, he had this thing where Ta-Nehisi Coates and Jesse Williams were there. But lo and behold, Trump won damn near by a landslide. So, I mean, what they try to purport ideologically may not be the sentiments that the country as a whole feels or necessarily agrees with.
I get it. No, I get it. And I get it. But here's the thing, and I'm going to leave you with this, and then you can answer it.
Okay.
They spend millions and millions of dollars of how to market these things to get you to want them. You believe something like this is a complete coincidence? If they're spending that type of money to get you to either buy something, do something, or go somewhere, do you really believe that it would be coincidence that they would do things like this, knowing that they spend that kind of money to persuade you or dissuade you?
Well, you know, you make a stern point, because right now it's nothing that I've looked on heavily as opposed to other topics pertaining to race and economics, etc. Sam, you kind of got me here. Jeez.
There's a lot of money if you're not pushing people to a direction. That's a fact. No one would spend that type of money without looking for a specific result. When you invest money, a lot of money in something, you're expecting a result, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, too, and I've always said this, and I kind of mentioned it before. If a group of people in this day and age are, I can understand the outrage and furor of a depiction of a certain people, but if that really is where your energy and your focus pointed to, I'd say that's kind of piss poor. I mean, like, for example, as we mentioned this one of our discussions like a while back, but I always use the case of Asians, right? Regardless of Asians being shunned in films where it's a predominantly Asian population, like Last Samurai, or as in the case with Doctor Strange, right, where the mentor was supposed to be Asian in the books, but it was replaced by Tilda Swinton, there wasn't much public outrage, you know, that was expressed. It probably was, but it didn't get covered by Asian Americans. And it's, if you're trying to sway people a particular direction, yeah, that sucks. But at the same time, if you're stern enough to have kind of a solid foundation, I don't think that anybody can caricature you, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's always true, or that doesn't decide a group's successes or failures. You know, the way Asians or other groups were caricatured in throughout the 20th century on animation, you know, especially when you had the World War II propaganda with the fangs, and nevertheless, that didn't stop them from prospering, you know?
No, I can get that, and I'm not trying to say that it's holding them back. I just think that you already have a fragile group of people who do not have families, and this is the death nail.
I agree with you. I understand. It's affecting a group that's disproportionately coming from broken female-headed households. I agree with you. That's a key variable that I didn't think about in factoring that in. But then, of course, I agree. But, you know, you and I both know the problems goes beyond that. But, yeah, you're right to a certain degree, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I want to do you guys a favor. First, I want to say thank you, young man. I love it when you call. And I want to say to the people, when I made that statement of death nail, it is not N-A-I-L. I know a lot of people think it's N-A-I-L. It's K-N-E-L-L, nail. It was like a bail. It's a lot of stuff doesn't make sense when you find out what the original phrase was, but that was the original phrase. Thank you so much for calling in, Mario. Let me see if I can get in some more calls on this. 931, caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Yes, sir. What's going on, Tommy, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. Talk to me. What is your thoughts about it? Do you think Hollywood is trying to fruit up the black man and just continue to destroy the black family, or is it much ado about nothing?
I do, and I want to say I like what the last guy had to say, because that's one side of me that thinks like that, but then there's also the conspiracy side of me that thinks that way. It's kind of like I think it all plays into a larger agenda, but like this whole LGBT thing, it's kind of like anytime, because black people, we're not really, it's still, although there's a lot of a large gay presence in the black community now and all this stuff, but it's still sort of taboo for most of us, because that's always been a cultural thing where it's like, that's not really how we do, you know what I mean? But now it seems there is a big push for it, because a lot of these TV shows now that you're getting, there's always that one, there's always the one black guy on the show, but he's gay or he's, you know, effeminate or something like that. I know, and that black guy that you had in that commercial earlier from the laundry commercial, he's on some sort of TV show, but yeah, he's a full-blown gay guy and everything like that. But it seems like you get more praise and more shine now if you're a black actor who's playing a gay role or a black act. It's like, you know, you're so brave. If you come out and say that you're gay or something like that, everybody's just, you know, oh, that's so brave. That's, you know, you get all these different articles and accolades and things like that. And one thing, the Moonlight movie, I'm a movie buff. So anytime there's like a big ruckus about a movie or something, I'll check it out or whatever. I did watch that movie, and it was strange because that guy who played the main character, he's in a movie called Burning Sands on Netflix, where he's like the fraternity dudes or whatever it is. He's like one of the big brothers or whatever it is like that. And then you see him play that role where he is a gay dude. And, you know, he got, you know, because both of those movies are independent movies. But the one that gets the shine, the one where he gets all the notice and everything, that is when he plays the gay guy. And it's kind of like when you see these roles, you're kind of wondering, like, you know, you want to give the actor the benefit of the doubt. You know, you want to say, well, okay, he's probably just playing a role. You know, he's acting and things like that. But when you see stuff like the Juana Man dude,
I think he's gay in real life. You ever seen him? Miguel Nunez. It's something about him that's really gay. Even when he was all the way back in, I don't know who remembers, he was in Friday the 13th Part 3.
See, I didn't know that. I didn't see him in that role. I know everyone.
Yeah, he was in Friday the 13th Part 3, his girlfriend. Yeah, in Friday the 13th Part 3, his girlfriend was in the bathroom and she went to go. No, he went to the bathroom to take a shit. And his girlfriend was shaking the thing because they were singing each other, ooh, baby, ooh, baby. And then Jason kills her. And he's telling her to stop shaking the outhouse. Jason kills her. And then Jason starts shaking the outhouse and then starts sticking these little poles through the thing and ends up killing them. I love scary movies. I'm just a big scary movie fan.
Okay, yeah, no, but every movie I've ever seen him in, really, he's playing like a gay character or a flamboyant role or something like that. Like, he played Little Richard in the Why the Fools Fall in Love movie that came out in the late 90s or whatever. Then he played Juana Man, but he also played the gay dude in Life with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence. So it's like, you know, okay, come on, dog. Like, you played all these different roles, and you know what I'm saying? You obviously comfortable like that. Just like Tyler Perry, you can't tell me you're getting in the dress in 20 different damn movies and something ain't fruity about you, man. Come on now. You done turned that into your, you know, your life's work, pretty much. So,
that's what he's known for. You remember when you get that word known? He a known. He a known fruity actor.
Right, and that's the thing. And where what gets me is a lot of times they say in the Hollywood industry and all the stuff like that, you know, a lot of that homosexual stuff is going on anyway. And then they say sometimes to get certain roles or to advance to a certain level in the industry, you got to do certain things like that, like the Will Smith movie, the 6 Degrees of Separation.
Yep.
And he had a full blown gay scene with, you can't tell me they would fucking, man. I'm sorry. That the way that scene was set up, I'm sorry, dog. Like, for real. This motherfucking fully naked and on it. Nah, man. That's why.
Yeah,
like,
you gonna have to assume. If they ever had me play a gay role, everything gay I was supposed to do, you're gonna have to assume that shit. That scene wouldn't be filmed. It'd be me and this nigga
right,
walking
exactly.
around, and it'd just be like, hey, everything else, you gotta let your mind go to that shit.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, I feel like you said, there's only 4 or 5%. We're only 4 or 5% of the population or whatever it is, very small number. But it might tie into kind of like a depopulation thing where it's kind of like, you know, blacks can't reproduce and everything like that if we're not, you know, man and woman like that. And you see it, especially if you go to Atlanta and places like a lot of places in the South, which is surprising. You can see it's gay dudes all over the place, and they're not ashamed about it. They out and about. I mean, do what you do. That's your life and everything like that. But it seems like in a lot of these shows and a lot of these movies, there is like programming, television programming. It's like they're trying to, you know, kind of manipulate minds and things like that and kind of get people, you know what I'm saying, into that lifestyle or to experiment with that lifestyle
and
stuff
you,
like that.
Well, let me ask you, just like I asked Mario. Black men are about 5% of the population. But if you look on television, a lot of the most flame-on, Johnny fucking Storm dudes that you see in these TV shows are dark-skinned black men. Literally, it's dark-skinned black men. What you would assume with masculinity, the darker the skin, the more masculine the individual. Do you not think that this is aimed specifically at them or no?
I would agree with that. Yeah, because traditionally, in a lot of movies and stuff like Shaft, dark skinned dude, Richard Roundtree,
yep.
I think it was. You know, he's known for getting ladies. You know, it's his duty to please that booty. You know, the female booty, not the you know. But
Petey Wheatstraw, like Devil's Son-in-Law, Dolomite, all these men were dark skinned men, and they were known for their sexual prowess. The lighter-skinned
right,
man was usually the softer man, even in the movie The Mac and shit like that. The lighter-skinned dude was the softer he became. For some odd reason, though, they have a lot of these dark-skinned men being really flamed on, and I don't know why that would make sense. I could see Steph Curry being a gay role before LeBron James, but if they asked one, they'd probably let LeBron do it before Steph.
Right. Yeah, and I think it's a direct attack. You know, like I said, the darker the skin, the more macho you were, the more masculine you were and everything like that. So it could be what they're trying to do now is take that image away and try to put it to where they're more – make it to where they're more comfortable. They'd probably be more comfortable with someone like you or someone like this Malik Yoba guy. You know, that clip made me uncomfortable as hell. But
me too.
It's switching – you know what I'm saying? It could be that's what it is specifically. Because, like I said, traditionally, like, you know, the darker-skinned dudes, they're known for getting the women. They're known for being more smooth and all that stuff like that. So now it's, you know, can we change that image and to make it – because, like I said, you got a lot of kids that grow up without fathers and things like that. They go straight to the TV. They go straight to the Internet.
Oh,
these are the
somebody just
that
called me on it. Somebody just called me on it. They already made LeBron James dress up like Flo, but they'll never do that shit to Steph Curry. They'll never do that shit to Klay Thompson. They've already done it. I said they'll probably do it and forgot about they have already done it.
Damn.
Look how big Larry Johnson used to be. What was he dressed up as in his commercial?
Grandmama. Yep. That's crazy.
God, dog. Name one white NBA player that had dress up as a bitch. Just one. Name one.
Have not seen it.
Charles Barkley dressed up as a drag. I can name you all these black men who did it. DeAndre Jordan dressed up as a bitch in the State Farm commercial.
Yep.
God, dog.
Yep.
God, dog. Look at that. Have you seen those new State Farm commercials that got Chris Paul acting like a faggot?
That's recent?
Yes.
No, I haven't seen that because the Chris Paul, the ones with Chris Paul that I've seen, he's like he had like the twin brother who was like a broker or something
I'm
like that.
Right now on the show. I'm going to show it right now on the show. Watch this.
Oh, damn.
It's two of them. He got two of them. One of them, they were bowling. Well, him and the other, like the State Farm guy that's with him is a Hispanic guy. And they both are just fucking, they both acting fruity. Watch how Chris Paul is looking at the guy driving the car in this commercial. Just watch how Chris Paul is looking at the guy in this commercial.
Oh, shit.
That's the guy?
Hey, Chris, how's the move going? I get it. New house, new truck. This move's a big deal for your family. But it looks like you can use a breather. Let's roll.
You read my mind.
Hey, Stripe!
Stripe!
Man, I'm getting hungry.
Anything else?
Oh, and chili fries.
This is the wrong one.
Cue up chili fries!
There you go.
I can change it.
Listen.
Cool. You got it.
I want it back.
Ain't nothing
but a mistake. Tell me why
I never want to
hear you say that I want it that.
Hey, you guys need help?
No, we're good.
Ain't nothing but a
heart. Oh, man.
Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a
now, don't get it wrong. It is a funny commercial. It is a funny commercial. But why? Why?
Yeah, that's totally different from the mother commercial.
Like, I like when James Harden saw him. He was like, nah, I don't want to get in.
Yeah, fuck
he said, you
got
to ride. James Harden said, no. Right, Fritz, he looked at his dick. Why was he looking at, I'm going to show y'all again. Why was he looking at the guy like this? Just watch.
I can change it.
You cool? You like it?
Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why
I
never want to hear you say that I want it.
That. Hey, you guys need help?
No, we're good.
Ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why. Ain't nothing but a
heartache. Man, it's a funny commercial. I'm not going to lie.
That's how you really act, though. If you was in a situation like that, that's like, you see somebody doing that, brother's like, nah, we good, dog. It's all good. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But,
it's a funny commercial. But I'm saying they got another one where they bowling, and you see the way they are. Or here's the one where DeAndre Jordan is dressed up as a bitch. They got the white boy in the commercial, Chris Paul, and for some reason, there goes DeAndre Jordan.
Yeah, I've seen that, yep. Just like the white
boy. We've been robbed. Hey, look, we got robbed.
What?
My rings are gone.
You ain't got no ring.
True, don't.
There's still out of line. But why is he dressed up as a thot?
I couldn't even tell you.
So I'll leave it at you with this last question. If you think it's something that's being done on purpose, why do you think it's being done on purpose?
I think it is, like I said, I think it is, it's a part of a bigger agenda. Like, it's kind of like for me, I feel like it's a thing with, like, population control. You know, you can't procreate if you're not having sex with a woman. You know, I feel like they're trying to make black men gay, or, you know what I mean? And I'll say this, the last thing I wanted to get to was the look at the Ginuwine situation. They came out and attacked that man because he didn't want to kiss a transgender. He told the transgender person, like, look, you, I get it. You want to be looked at as a woman, but you know you're still a dude. So I wouldn't go there with you because that's not what I'm on. And he got attacked for that. You see what I mean?
Great
so point. It's like, what's he supposed to do? To
right. And I said it on my show. Anybody, if a man had done what that gay man did to that other man, if a man had done that to a woman, it would have been called sexual harassment.
Yep. Yep.
So you can sexually harass a straight man, and this is okay. But all these women out here hollering, me too, literally getting mad because they sold a pussy for a couple of dollars 20 years ago, and now they want to take it back because a nigga said you got a fat ass at work, because some dude reached over and tried to kiss you during the meeting, but this man could try to kiss a man who told him straight up, I'm not interested. And now he gets attacked for being, what was the word they were calling it, transphobic?
Transphobic, yeah. Yep.
You made an excellent point, man. Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Let me see if I can sneak in some more phone calls in here. I didn't even know that it would go like this. And you got a lot of people on the phone lines right now that want to chime in on this. Wait a minute. I think that's me. Never mind. I answer my own phone line. 912, caller, you're on the air. And anybody else that wants to talk, the number is. What's going on? What's on your mind, man?
It is Second to None from Second Life. Talking big, baby. Hey, I just got unfriended because I posted yours link.
It will happen, man. You will not get invited to party
black
no more.
Came down and called me a coon.
They gonna call you all kinds of stuff, man. Trying to be my friend, you better stop it. Stop sharing my stuff,
man,
unless you get to the point where
I
you like me and don't give a fuck.
Tommy, I told that bitch, get the fuck out my damn shit. Get off. Tell everybody in SL I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to none of them doggone other women. I got me a wife. Bye, Felicia.
Well, go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah, man, this thing is crazy, man. It's getting ridiculous, man. Dave Chappelle had an interview with that thing at the Actor's Studio. Remember that thing on Actor's Studio? Talking about how the when he played Blue Streak. In Blue Streak, they were saying that the directors and all the stuff like that wanted him to put on a dress, and the pressure that they put him under.
So they kept on telling him, we want you in this dress,
you need to be in this dress, like,
to the point of where they kept bringing up other people. They kept bringing up other people who had done it.
Yeah, he said, well, it's all played out. It's just in the interview. It's a systematic thing that they want to just strip every black man and want everybody. You saw that video, boy, pussy?
Yeah, I put that up before they flagged my stuff down.
Bruh, it's crazy. It is crazy, man. Hey, dude, I think they want to change the perception of all black men, because I don't know if it's a thing with the perception that black men are sex on a stick to white women. Maybe it's something in that realm.
Yes.
But I don't know.
You just hit it on the head. I've always believed that. Because black men are looked at as sexual objects. One of the best ways to stop your women. Because remember, the men in Africa were trying to stop their women from having sex by cutting off their clitorises. So let's not act like people aren't willing to go far to shut down what they feel. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm agreeing with you.
No, I was saying, let's not act like people aren't willing to go to great lengths to be able to protect what they feel is either theirs or to thwart people from doing something that they don't want them to do.
Hey, that's why we were putting them discs in their lips over in Africa. Make them look ugly. Get them ugly. Ugly.
Try to make them look ugly. So, let's be honest. Do you find the commercial problematic? The commercial I just shown and the video with Malik Yoba and all of this stuff. Do you find it problematic, or is it much ado about nothing?
I don't want to push sexuality on my children. That's what they're doing subliminally. They want to push sexuality on your children, and they want to make it seem like it's just, you know, hey, It's the way the world is. You know? When all of homosexuals is like about 20, maybe 10% of the world's population.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how many of them it is, but
the world's population is a small percentage.
Yeah, said 20%, I don't know if it's even that high. I think it's about 10, maybe. But it's one of those things, and I want to ask you this before I move on to the next caller. Why do you think that they're pushing it more towards the men and not the women? Because remember, when we say homosexuality, both sides are homosexual, but they're pushing it more towards the men than the women. Because you don't hear about women trannies and you seeing them a lot. Where do you see those at? Where do you see the women who have transitioned to men?
But they don't care about that because they're not worried about the women doggone having babies with their women.
Uh-huh.
So it's a thing about, you know, it's just like with that thing with what that thing is, True Blood, with old boy. No, he the tough punk. You remember that one? You know,
yeah.
It's been a thing where they're going down the lane. They want to get the field niggas. And no, y'all can't be men no more. You got to be gay. And it's cool to be gay. So go and fuck your homeboy. Don't fuck our women. You know, that's what it is. It's go from one dress to now you don't even have to wear the dress no more. Just fuck another man. It's cool. Omar, Off the Wire.
I know it's jail stuff, but it was going on in Oz too, right?
Yeah. But that's the whole culture that's been going on with the pants sack and everything like that. You know, that's what they categorize you to be a boy punk in prison. Holding your pants down around your ankle. Not a guy that wears normal clothes. You know, all that sagging the pants.
Like, I always had a problem when I watched one of Chief Keef's videos. And it was a gang of dudes in a room with their shirt off.
Hey, bro.
Your pants down.
Don't even stop.
It was not
Don't
a chick in sight. Somebody sent me a video, and I plan on doing it. Where Puffy was doing some just out of line gay shit with acting gay with Fabulous to the point of where Fabulous was like, I'm not even trying to talk to you. And I was watching him do this, and I told people, I said, that's exactly why that time when I was in LA and when I told my cameraman,
man,
we gotta get the fuck out.
That rapper on. You gotta get that rapper on. They had a rapper that did a video. He said it, man, I ain't with that gay stuff, man. I told him, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
When we first went to the studio, it was a gang of chicks and dudes. The chicks kept filing out slowly. To the end of the night, it was nothing but dudes. And we had been smoking weed, and that was some strong weed. I told my cameraman, I said, we got to get the fuck out of here. Now, he kept on saying, oh, my man, let's stay here longer. And I was like, if you don't get me the fuck up out of here. I'm telling you, you up in here in this Hawaii soapy fane shirt and shit. They gonna fuck you first, nigga. I'm saving your ass.
Hey, the door's closing. That's
saving you, ain't it, nigga?
Bruh. Hey, my thing is, hey, Tommy, this is how I put it, right? No, I love my dick. I ain't gonna suck it. No, I pass.
God, dog. Hey, man, thank you so much for the phone call. Let's see if I can sneak a few more of these phone calls in before we get up out of here. Just getting you guys' real opinion on what it is that you saw, and do you think there's an agenda going on? 937, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on?
All right, 973, you mean. Just to call from last night, I was calling with Dutch, I guess, what we were talking about. But it's something that you just said recently that just fucked me up.
Can you get me off of can you do me a favor and get me off speaker? When y'all have me on speaker, it does not come across well. And everybody else is talking. When you have me on speaker, it did not clear. Go ahead, talk to me.
Yeah, something I just want to disagree with you with a couple of things, but the most recent thing was, you think we 5% of the population in America?
No, no, no. I said the men, black men. As a total, we're about 13%. Yeah, as a total, we're about 13%. So when you look at men, that's what I'm saying, because I'm talking about them showing black men as gay. So I have to talk about why would this small percentage be such a large representation in Hollywood of homosexuals?
Yeah, I do believe that there's something to that, but a lot of the fact that other races are being represented the same way in that manner, so I'm not sure how far can I take that. My whole thing was, the shit is fucked up. It's some bullshit. I wish my brothers didn't do it, but they do it. But I had a whole bunch of shit to disagree about, not necessarily this, but I'm thinking now, like, you know, you on this topic, so I'll let you go ahead and stick on this topic and deal with other callers. But
yeah,
I definitely had some other shit to
but what is
another
the,
bone
I'll
to pick
one.
With you.
I'll give you one right now, and then maybe we can switch up. Maybe we can have a one-on-one later, but I'll give you one right now. What is the – what? Give me one.
Just the fact that our brothers are kept in the white supremacist system, a white supremacy ran system, and we're being constantly kicked down and looked upon, you know, as if we're like we were some fortunate people or something. But that's apples and oranges.
How about do me a favor? How late are you gonna be up?
For a little while. I just got home from work.
Email me. Let's do a one-on-one and talk about it. Your idea of what of the effect of white supremacy on, but we'll call it the effect of white supremacy on black people. And you don't believe that I guess what you're saying is you don't agree with my, I'm not taking it as serious as you think I should. So what I'll do is do a one-on-one with you and allow you to come on the show and talk to me about it and be able to express your point. How about that?
Oh yeah. We'll try that some other time. I hope everybody give him a good conversation. Give him a good debate. Y'all, I'll holler at y'all.
All right, email me, man, at tj@yourworldmyviews.com. I will respond to you tonight, and we'll set up a time.
All right, I'll hit you up. All right,
cool. All right, guys, if you call in the number is 213-943-3362. Press 1 when you get on the line. I will bring you in. Let's see, 757, caller, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Tommy?
Not much. Talk to me. What's on your mind?
Hey, that's Tony from the chat room.
All right, cool. Tony, what's up?
Hey,
what's the deal?
Nothing much, man. I'm just listening in. I just had to call in about this topic tonight. You know, most of what people are saying is true. My opinion on this is that, you know, this is way, way bigger than what's going on now. A lot of black and white male actors have been put in dresses simply for the cause of, you know, it's a part of a ritual, a Hollywood ritual as to where you know, to entertain the quote unquote gay Hollywood mafia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you dress up as a female, humiliation a little bit, you know, to get the role, like a previous caller said, you know, about Chappelle on the actor's chair.
Mm-hmm.
He spoke the truth. He spoke the truth and said that, yeah, you know, I ain't gonna wear this dress. Everybody done wore it. He's never wore a dress. And so his turn has come up.
So let me get this straight. You do believe they're pushing this on black men specifically?
No. Not only black men. It's more out there for black men because we see it more. But if you look back and pay attention, you'll see a lot of white male actors wore dresses. Tom Hanks.
Yep.
Adam Sandler. Yep. There's a few more other white actors that have worn it. But
oh, there's a shit ton of them.
Right. It's more talked about when you see a black, strong black buck.
Well, see, that's what I was about to say. White men look gay to me. No offense to white men, but like, just like I said about light-skinned dudes, like, you're not surprised that somebody that looks a certain way. I mean, it, to me, it goes back to I can't be one-sided with it. I remember telling people the darker the color is, the more masculine it is, the lighter the color is, the more it represents femininity and softness. It just does. It's the way it works.
Yeah.
So when I see, like, a lot of white dudes look, I watched the Ancestry.com commercial. One was dancing around in lederhosen and whatever. Then white dudes look kind of gay to me. Like, anytime a white dude tells me they're gay, I'm like, I'm not surprised, sir.
Right.
Neil
right.
Patrick Harris, I'm softer. Not pissed that Neil Patrick Harris is gay. That didn't throw me for a loop.
But you got to look back at it. You got to go way back as to where, back in time, as to where, when most all roles in movies, whether it's male or female, were played by a male actor. So
yes.
As time progressed, that's when you still saw the male actor, a white male actor, playing a female role, and then it expanded to females. Because females started getting more equality. So, okay, we got to throw them in movies now. Then so the powers that be said, okay, we can manipulate this. And then that's when the black actors came. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, they're getting more popular. Then you got these black actors that have gotten this big following. Like you said, the dark-skinned actors. They played the pimps, the players, the ballers. They hard. So,
yep.
Okay, let's knock this down some. You got to put on a dress if you want to get this other role in this upcoming movie next year. So you sitting there thinking, okay, like Dave was thinking, I get $50 million for this next season of the Chappelle Show if I want to wear a dress. No, I ain't wearing a dress. You know, he was hard. They knew he was hard. They knew he was a manly man. So they wanted to knock that out. They want to do that to every black actor that they can get their hands on. That's why you see a lot of black actors all of a sudden go to Broadway. Then all of a sudden they're playing in these low-budget movies.
Yeah, cause,
because...
Well, what did you think of what you saw? And I will play it again while we're here to let the people see it, for the people who hadn't seen it. And at the end of it, I want you to tell me, honestly, what did you think when you saw Malik Yoba doing this?
I'm trying to let y'all know I ain't going to do this for everybody, you know what I mean? So I'm just let y'all know how it go down, for get down. This, how y'all doing? How you doing, Hunty?
I'm doing fine,
this
Hunty.
This is Melody Maria, her play.
Hello.
So everybody can't get me to do this thing. Girl talk to me. I said, you know, I'm gonna do this. I've heard this out for her. But she's a great writer. So the name of the play is what?
Enough Feel Far for the Universe.
And here I go, because I'm Oprah by my mama. How you doing? What? What did he say? He said Oprah by my mama.
That's what he said.
So come support January what?
January 11th to January 28th at Theater for the New City.
Right.
Come see Malik play God.
God, you know why? Because you see me, you're gonna be like, God. That's why they named, you know, it's like actual accent realism or something like that. Because I'm just making it up as I go along, because the children be talking in seats just like this, the stink.
What did you think?
Oh my goodness. Okay. back when I was on that.
Anyway, from New York undercover to New York out the closet.
Yeah. Yes, me and my boy, we was doing military police and everything, and we kind of mimicked ourselves after New York Undercover, you know. But with this, it, to me, it seems as though Malik had something in his past as to where he didn't want to play ball. So,
yes.
In order to play ball, he has to take this role.
To play with balls.
And show the,
in order
and
to
show
play
the,
ball, he
yeah.
has to play with some.
Exactly. So, therefore, he has to show some Hollywood producer or director, producer or whatever. It's like, okay, you see, I done it. Or I'm capable of doing it. I've got my head right, according to y'all. So, I'm going to take this role. They'll see me. Somebody will see me. And maybe I will get back into Hollywood.
Wow.
So he fell off the roll after after, not New York Undercover, but he was in another series. I can't remember. Right after that. And then all of a sudden, Malik.
Oh, he was
off.
In that series with them girls. He was in
yeah.
Girlfriends at one point.
Yeah. And he just fell off. He went from Hollywood, then he went to Black Hollywood. And then after that, he just fell off. Nobody heard of Malik anymore until now. So it's like he got to eat. And in Hollywood, if you want to eat, you got to do what they tell you to do. And some of those up there in that gay mafia thing up there in Hollywood, they want to demasculate, or however the pronunciation.
Emasculate.
Yeah. They want to do that to the strong black men role. You know, all of these guys that come off as these big bucks. So they're gonna take them down, or they think they're gonna take them down. Like all the successful ones have done what they needed to do. Yeah, people talk about him, like Martin. People are talking about him, but he's eating. And all the rest
I think
of them,
you may be right. That's how they're selling it to him. That's how they're selling it to him. Yeah,
I mean,
even if they talk about you, dog, you're gonna be eating. Even if they talk about you, dog, you're gonna be doing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them do that because think about it. The joke was always, if they pay me enough money, I'd do X, Y, Z. But it was always a joke. Well, is it a joke
right
now when you actually see
no
it? It's no longer a joke.
It was never a joke. It was never a joke.
Uh-oh.
They portrayed it as a joke. Like, look how long Martin plays Shawanda or Shanae or whatever. Look how long he played that role.
All of them did. Remember, not only did he do it.
Yeah.
Didn't you remember? And look how big Jamie Foxx got after playing that girl role.
Yeah.
And remember, Bill Bellamy played a female.
Yes.
And then the guy who does the radio show played a female. What's his name? Ricky Smiley.
Ricky Smiley. So it's like you gotta eat, and you have to do that. Some of these guys get typecast, like the guy you were saying that was in Life.
Yeah.
The guy, he got typecast. And then there are some other guys that get typecast and only doing, you know, feminine roles, like Martin for a while. You know, he ran with Big Mama. You know?
And I just don't
think about
that you can be a man pretending to be a woman that long and not do the shit in real life. It's like, I don't think you can hang around a bunch of, if your girlfriend, friends are hoes, your girlfriend is doing or has done some hoe shit. You can't keep hanging. If your boyfriend's friends are drug dealers, they done did something. If your boyfriend's friends are gay dudes, he can't keep constantly hanging around these gay dudes and not entertaining some of the gay shit.
Now, that's the ones that get typecast. They know they ain't got no other shot. So, yeah, those fall. Like, and then there are some where, you know how Kevin Hart, he played that tough, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that. And what happened in the next year after that? He appeared in a nice little blue chiffon dress on Saturday Night Live.
He did. I remember that.
He was talking all this big bang. You know, he was hard. He publicized it and everything.
Because who was that girl he was playing?
Where Dave said, he played some queen or something.
Right.
But, you know, but, I mean, it's like for those, okay, I'm going to do it, get it out of the way. And then if I do it the first time they ask me, I may not get asked until, you know, maybe a couple years later. But the ones who don't play ball and get hounded about it, you know, that's all the roles that come up. Well, we got a role for this homosexual. Well, we got a role for this cross-dressing guy. You know, we got a role that you have to wear a dress. You know, that's all the roles we got, dog. You know, if you want to be in this movie, put on a dress. You can't even be
and here's the thing. Some of that crap is funny. I'm not going to act like it's not funny. Some of that crap is funny for the sake of the humor. But a lot of what they're doing, like Martin, not Martin, but like Dave Chappelle said, where's the humor in this? It seems like there's no humor in it. It seems like you're just trying to get me to be gay.
Yeah, some of the movies, yeah. Yeah, you are, you've done something in your past or you done pissed somebody off. That's the word. Okay. You want to act hard? You want to continue to act? This is the role for you. If you don't want to act, we going to find somebody to get to do this role.
And then why don't people understand? And then why don't people understand this when I talk about this one movie? And I'm going to put it up on the screen because I want you guys to understand what you were looking at. Many people didn't pay attention to what they were looking at. In a movie called, if you don't remember, the movie was called The Fifth Element. In The Fifth Element, you saw Chris Tucker play a role. And if you guys don't know, what's his name played a role of a gay dude too? The other comedian, the one that was trying to play Richard Pryor.
Yeah.
Mike Epps. Mike Epps played a faggot in Sopranos. In The Sopranos,
wow,
he played a
gay.
I
didn't know that.
Yep.
I never watched
but if Sopranos. If you look right here, not only was Chris Tucker gay in The Fifth Element, every black character that was with him was gay, was fruity.
Yes.
Every one of them, it was all black men. Y'all didn't think that that was odd?
Now, that's what Hollywood did to him. This here, the picture that you got up there now of that guy,
mm-hmm.
that's another one of them ritual things. It's a humiliation ritual.
Mm-hmm.
I got to walk around in public with a dress on. And it has to be, you know, somebody got to put a picture on it or something. And that's what they do. One of his handler or guy above him said, oh, this is what you got to do now. It's a humiliation ritual. If you look back around on the internet, you'll see a lot of small actors doing this, you know. And that was Chris Tucker's, what, maybe second or third movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was his time. You know, you'll do a few movies, you know, and you'll get your name out there, get the popularity and the publicity. Then all of a sudden, you have to throw on that dress. Even The Rock threw on the dress.
No. Oh, in the Tooth Fairy.
Yes. No, not only that, on Saturday Night Live. A lot of them get displayed out there on Saturday Night Live. Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. No, he did.
This is.
He did.
Yeah, this is all systematic.
And it looks like he's done it a few times. I put in The Rock in a dress. There's one of him in a
mm-hmm.
pink tutu for that movie. There's another one with the with a black guy on Saturday Night Live, and then there's another one where he's wearing the same dress as this woman that walked out on stage. Oh my God!
It's part of that Hollywood ritual thing. You know, you have to all the male actors have to put on a dress. If you don't, you won't get roles. And that's that sick mentality those producers have.
Jeez Louise. What is the reason?
Yeah.
What is the reason? Like, what are they getting
reason
out of?
Being
a straight man.
No.
A straight man and he doesn't do anything gay. What are they getting from it?
What they're getting from it because they are gay. They are gay and they want to emasculate a strong man, a straight man.
Or
what's the point of putting a gay man in a dress?
I was about to say, I think it has something to do with being able to convince the world and maybe even them that it's normal. Because I still believe the more you let people around something and tell them that everybody's doing it. I saw a movie last night, and I can't remember what the name of that movie was. But it was about this girl named something Lichen. And it's a true fucking story. Oh, it's called American Crime Story. You guys better watch this movie. It made me one of the few movies that's ever made me mad. It's about a young girl who was tortured for about a month and a half till she finally died by not only a woman who had, and the woman only had custody of the girl for like 2 months. The woman killed this girl along with every one of the kids in the house, including the sister. It's one of the worst fucking stories I've ever seen. But what happened was, because everybody saw it was normal to go torture this girl, they used to beat her, kick her, put out cigarettes on this girl, and she just laid in the basement till she fucking died. This is a real story. And because everybody else was doing it, the neighbor kids got to the point where they were going downstairs and beating this girl's ass. It's a disgusting story, and it's a real life story.
I couldn't watch that.
I'm telling you how mad I was last night. I couldn't sleep. And if you read what they said about the if you read the autopsy of what happened, it's worse than the fucking movie. Because they did the movie in a way in which they could get the movie out. It's worse than that if you read it. And you think about if you saw something like that was normalized in a span of a month and a half, think about how you can normalize this homosexuality in an actor if you have him walking around acting like a bitch, feeling pretty, walking around talking about he feel pretty, also pretty. For it's a big old swole man. You get him to feeling like that. Why does Terry Crews think that the man felt comfortable enough to grab his dick? Because you have been in all them gay-ass movies.
Right. And on that, it's yes, they're trying to normalize this. That's why, you know, they keep adding letters to the LBGTQRPST, you know, and they're normalizing it as to where, okay, if we have all of these males and females, like, you know, like this gender bias stuff, this non-binary genders, you know, there's 60-something genders and all of that, no one is going to procreate. So therefore, no procreation, no more bodies to feed. And in the black community, especially, we can't afford to do that. But we can't afford to keep having these bastard children either.
Nope.
Because it's going to turn out to be nothing but Chirac and D-Toilet.
But they're doing that on
killing each like other said, they're, and reproducing.
They're doing it on purpose. We're reproducing the worst kind of black people. And then when you see that they are the main cause of that is the lack of the family unit, and they are destroying the black family unit. Let me give you the last word on that. If this is the case, what can be done by the black people to combat this?
Waking up. You wake up, you realize that your population is not growing. You keep raising kids that are killing kids, that are killing kids, and you keep pumping out kids. And it's a repetitive cycle. Like you've been preaching before. First thing you have to do is find a man that you want to be with. Regardless of how much money the government is giving you to pump out all these kids, and it's not making your legacy any better. Find a man that wants to be with you. You want to be with them. Raise the family.
Man. Hey, brother, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to see if I can run through these phone calls. You guys know I did not plan on this show to be this long. So everybody else, I'm going to get your calls in really quick, and then I'm going to have to make a run. But I will be back later on tonight. 765, caller, what's up?
What's up, Tommy? This is Kobe Beats in the chat room. It's my first time calling in, so that with me, I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just tell us what you think about what you saw and the fact that I didn't even have all these examples until people kept sending them to me. I did not know the show would even last this long. So what did you think about what you saw?
All right. So off the question is Hollywood fruiting up black men? No, because it's up to them to want to be gay. It's a personal choice that only they can decide. You could say that it's a generation. We are a generation of UTFO. Living in the moment, being relevant for small stuff like trends and gaining acceptance from consumers.
So if I can understand you, I don't know if I'm wrong. You're saying you're not bothered by this. This is just something that it is what it is, but it's not something that if you are a person who is strong in your beliefs, you won't let it bother you, yes?
Yes.
Do you understand that the majority of human beings are not able to be that, strong in their beliefs?
Yeah, and that's what's wrong with the world. That's what's wrong with this generation specifically, because they only care about small things in life instead of worrying about long-term things, but instead just want to live in an illusion as if the world doesn't have way more important stuff that needs to be addressed.
I want to put something out there for you, if I could. There's a picture that I'm about to put on the internet just to give these guys an example of something that I don't get it. What they're looking at right now is the cover of an actual cover of an ESPN magazine. And what you're looking at on that cover is Ricky Williams, huge running back out of Texas, in a dress. A wedding dress with the caption, "For better or worse," being hailed by Mike Ditka. What do you think about that?
I mean, to each his own opinion. I mean, it doesn't really bother me. I don't think people should be comparing their life to other people as if this person represents everybody as a whole.
All right. Well, I feel you. So you think it's much ado about nothing?
Yeah, it's just each his own opinion. I mean, this is a problem because it's promoting gay stuff to people, to weak-minded people. And if without people to tell them that this is wrong, that they'll follow up with the dream.
I agree with you. Because
I remember being at work one day, and I was bringing up how these rappers and stuff was wearing dresses and being gay, and this dude was defending them. I was like, why are you defending them? You don't get anything out of this. And I was like, since you care about it so much, why don't you wear dresses too?
And it's one of those things where they may have just been defending the person's right to do it. Thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to see if I can get the rest of you guys in here really quick just to get your opinion on it. What you guys are looking at is not only Ricky Williams on the left, but on the right you see what's her name, Sherry Shepard? I mean, now it does look like the woman. What is that woman? Not Sherry Shepard, but the other one. Y'all know who I'm talking about. He looks just like that woman from the TV show The Talk. And I forgot what her name is. The dark skinned one, the small one. What is her name? Not Star Jones. The little what is her name? Cheryl Underwood. Thank you. He looks like Cheryl Underwood in that dress. He looked like Cheryl Underwood. Why are these grown ass men putting on these dresses? How many big ass white NFL players have you seen in dresses? How many white NFL players have you seen in dresses? First off, I don't understand why Cheryl Underwood got so much gums. That's a weird look for a chick. She got. That's why I said Dennis looked like Cheryl Underwood, because Cheryl Underwood got a gang of gums, and Dennis Rodman got a gang of gums, and they look alike. Tell me they don't look alike. Somebody tell me I lied. Go ahead, tell me I lied. Tell me in this photo they do not look exactly alike. Go on. Somebody tell me I lied. Go on, tell me I lied. Tell me I lied. You guys can answer it. Do they look alike? Yay or nay? Y'all got to understand, my mind works fast. I don't know how it works that fast. It just does. I see something that looks like something else. I see something that reminds me of something else. And let me see if I can answer a few more of these phone calls, get your opinions on what's going on. 334, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
What's going on?
Oh, man. It's probably the second time I called in. It's the first time I got online. Long time watcher. But, yeah. On each other, I think it's just a cheap laugh.
Y'all gotta understand, my mind works fast. I can hear me playing back in the background, and you're probably gonna start hearing 30 seconds or whatever in a second. But you said you think it's just a cheap laugh. But do you think it's specifically targeted towards one group of people, or is that part being made up by people like me?
I think it's kind of being made up, because I've seen a bunch of movies where white dudes have been in dresses or whatever. And I think it's just black people feeling like it's black people feeling like we're always trying to undervalue us in a certain way, but we put too much emphasis on what other people think of us.
Understand. Okay, so you don't think it's you think it's much ado about nothing then, right?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's so many issues that we could be focusing on. But we're putting more of our focus on things that really doesn't matter instead of putting our focus on things that really does matter.
But here's the question, though. Are we really focusing on this? Because people don't really focus on this.
When I have, like, conversations with my coworkers and things like that, they really focus on, like, gay people and trans people, which I understand the trans thing because I don't like trans, but we really emphasize, like, the gay thing.
Well, I think it's a sad state, though, that we look at stuff like this and we don't think it's important. I think a lot of what's happened in the black community is that most of us do not think things are important, or do not say things are important, and I think that ends up costing us.
Yeah, you might be right about that, because it's just like when we think. we don't even see the thing about child support, like how it really affects us. But we'll still go out there and we'll still make children or have unprotected sex, knowing that the repercussions of things of them children would actually harm us and the kids.
Yeah, and I think that, like, again, a lot of the problems that I speak of, people say, well, that's not important. That's not important. That's not important.
It really is important. People don't see it because we're rather looking at rappers and things like that, and like, oh, yeah, he's hood and he's gutter and crap like that. But is that really important, or is that something we really should be focused on when it really doesn't hurt us?
I agree with you 100%. We focus on the exact wrong thing, and then once it comes down to a real thing that we need to be able to do, we don't know how to do it. Like right now, we focus on, you know how many men have said they wanted to fight me, and I've never met them. And I was like, why would these dudes think that fighting is an issue? But a lot of people believe you show your masculinity by how many children you have, how many bitches you fuck, how much shit you floss. And if you can, yeah. If you a real nigga, which means you can kill somebody, or you've been to jail, or you got stripes, but we never value a man by what a man should be valued by.
Yep, we really don't. because our values are so messed up right now, and that's because we let other people influence us and tell us what it should be when they are pushing other agendas.
Mm-hmm. And that's always the scary part of all of this, that we seem to not be able to focus on the things that matter. Hey, brother, thank you so much for the call. God, it's like more people kept calling in as the show went on. What I may have to end up doing is splitting this and having a second version of this show. But I'm going to answer probably one more call here, and then we'll have to split this up and do a second version because I really want to let the rest of you guys who've been on the phone talk. 314, call you on the air.
Well, Tommy?
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? It's Larry. Called in a few shows ago. All right. When I watched this ad, I would say when I, in some instances, I agree with you, but when I also look at it and I look at history and the portrayal of blacks, it reminds me of this de-evolutionary cycle of us, how black men are portrayed, if you understand where I'm coming from. Like at first in the early 20th century, we're portrayed as these, your step and fetch it, your Bojangle Robinsons, and then towards the middle to late 20th century, we are portrayed as your Bill Cosby's, positive role models, and now we get roles like this. But I also want to add, too, that it doesn't just affect black people or black men, but it also affects people in my generation, the millennials. When you see these shows, and I'll give you an example. What's that show on TLC? My Name is Cat or something like that, about the little 14-year-old transgender. They're pushing it on us to get us to think that it's normal. And once it affects us, once it affects the adults, it's going to rub down on us. And then you're going to have people that go around believing that there's no such thing as gender. You are what is it they come out with? You're bi, whatever, if you know what I mean.
No, I agree with you, and I think the problem lies in this one place, though. I think the problem lies is that we really don't, like the last caller said, we don't see things for what they are. And the media is real easy, the media, whether it's the news or whatever it is, it's really easy for them to push you where they want you to go. And I think we are so used to being the lemmings that we don't stop and think. What do you think about that?
Excuse me? Sorry, I didn't hear you.
That we are the lemmings and we are too busy being pushed and pulled where the society wants us to go that we can never be out in front of things that are affecting us.
Right.
Well,
yeah, I'm here. There's really not much else I wanted to say. I just wanted to get my opinion out there. Thanks.
Oh, no problem, Larry. Thank you so much for the call. I might be able to sneak another one in here. Then 360 caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Oh shit! What's up, Tommy?
Not much. Talk to me. You got on the air.
Yeah, man. It's Lewis from that entrepreneur video. Oh, hey, I'm so glad we got this topic. So I got a question for you. It relates to the topic, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Why don't they show Lamborghinis on TV?
Because they figure that the majority of people can't afford them. It's specialized.
Right, exactly. The 1% doesn't watch TV. If you notice that majority of the people that look gay and all that stuff are like white and black Americans, they don't ever really show Indians, you know, Cubans, Russians. They don't really show immigrants who come over here and actually work. So my theory, Tommy, is that they want the lazy Americans to stop procreating.
Hmm.
And they want to basically make it a, because there was this book I was reading called Millionaire Next Door, and it says when somebody creates wealth, it's very rare that it passes back down because the children are so accustomed to the wealth that they don't know how to build their own. So what you have to do is promote immigration to bring immigrants over, and then they create wealth to keep your economy flowing.
I could see how that would make sense. So then why do you think dark-skinned males are getting the majority of the push then?
Oh, okay, well, on that one, I honestly think that the reason why they want black males to stop procreating is because if a black male mixes with a white woman, if that happened most of the time, there would be they couldn't divide us by race anymore because most mixed people kind of look the same.
So you think they're trying to because I think one of the greatest things they've caused is dissension between blacks with race mixing, because blacks are so color struck that if there was not this advent of mixed race blacks, you wouldn't have a lot of the color wars and arguments that you have. But because of them, it keeps white people to keeping blacks in check. To be honest, black people can't get over the fact that they have so much infighting.
That's true, too. But I have to disagree with that, Tommy, because I think it's bigger than race. Because I don't think Donald Trump thinks of, like, poor white trash people as, like, my people. Like, I don't think he, like, oh, you know, I'm going to protect my white brother. I think he
He doesn't. But you see what they said? That's economics. Blacks aren't separated among economics. Blacks are separated literally on color. The great part about Japanese people is they're like, I think they're 97% homogeneous.
Yeah, and they're dying off too, though.
I don't know if they're dying off, but I know they didn't like the idea. Well, the reason why is because of their men and women situation. Like the men, Asian men are the least picked, along with black women are the least picked. There's a problem with that.
Right, that is 100% fact. Well, let me ask you this, Tommy. Let me ask you this question right here. When's the last time you knew of a mixed child with, like, some outrageous birth defect?
You mean like Blake Griffin got that Cro-Magnon head? No, I don't know. What do you mean?
That boy, they got weak ass knees. His knees weak as shit.
Yeah, both of them big.
And his knees weak as fuck. Well, okay, yeah, that bones weak like curry ankles. Okay, you're right. But I meant like, you know, like Cro-Magnon disease or like sickle cell or shit like that.
Well, I don't know a bunch of them. Like, I wouldn't know. I'm sure it happens, but I wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess that's my whole theory is that when you mix breed, you breed out recessive genes that could cause harm to the children as well. That's what I was saying. It would necessarily, you would build a stronger race by mixing. Because I really don't, I don't know. I think we have to look bigger than this, like, black race, white race.
I don't have a problem with
mixing. I think it's,
I don't have a problem with me.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't. I didn't say you. What I was just saying that I think it's bigger.
It causes a problem in one race and not the other one. It doesn't bother white people. Mixed people do not affect white people at all.
But niggas are dumb.
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. Well, that's the point. All right. Well, yeah, niggas are just dumb. I mean, I guess to answer your point,
don't try to include mixed people in. Because white people don't try to include mixed people in who they are. They will accept them. They will say hi to them. They're just like regular people, but they will not call them white. Black people are dumb enough to include people who are separating you.
Exactly. It's all self-inflicted. Because black people watch the most TV, too. That's why black people are so pissed off about this. Nobody consumes TV more than the 13% of this population. Nobody.
Yeah. We are the largest consumers in the United States, which makes no sense because if we claim that we don't have wealth, why are we the largest consumers? We must have wealth. The difference is we don't keep wealth or maintain wealth because our wealth goes into someone else's pockets. Period.
Yep. The Jews, the Asians. Oh, my bad. I said Jew. I'm sorry, Tommy. I don't want your channel to get flagged. My bad. Sorry. My bad, Tommy. Damn, my bad, dog. I'm going to donate to you today, man, for dropping that J word. My fault, man. Goddamn. My bad.
Jews aren't messing with me. Niggas are messing with me. So you get more flack talking about niggas than talking about Jews.
Well, that's the Jew pit bull. That's the Jew lap dog. Niggas.
Niggas.
that's what they're I'm sorry, what's up?
I wouldn't be.
No, no, no. Say that one more time.
I just said I wouldn't be too surprised.
No. Oh, yeah. Because, you know how you said with all the mother niggas, they never bring up the Jews and all that. But, yeah, but what you were saying, though, Tommy, about that why it's portrayed to black people, that's honestly what I think. I honestly think that they do not want black people to necessarily mix, or they don't want us to mix and intermingle because they can't control us if we're all separated by race. I feel like race is stronger than any, like, that's the biggest divider amongst America.
I agree.
Like, gay, you can hide being gay, you know what I mean? You can hide your money, you can flex, but you can't hide your race. So we ended up looking like each other. The government would be like, oh, what the fuck? Like, damn, we can't make bullshit up no more.
Yeah, it's an easy thing to separate people out on race. Hey, man, thank you so much for the phone call. I'm going to have to get up out of here, Louis. Thank you so much. Guys, everybody else, I will be doing a part two. Young lady sent me a tweet that she sent to Tyreek, and she wanted me to show you guys what he said. Claudia Taylor tweeted Tyreek Nasheed and put, really, Tyreek Nasheed? Non-white people are too dumb to get smart. Wow, just wow. You are a end of racism advocate. He wrote back, the white supremacists outsmarted us. That's a reality. It's hard to accept. Guys, we will be doing a part two to this. I've really enjoyed the conversation. Did not know it was going to be this big. That's why I scheduled such a short show. But I want to address that and this show, and then I'll be gone. I'll start off by addressing that first. Isn't it funny that some people get to say what the truth is or what a fact is and say it's a hard fact, but you need to deal with it, and everybody must accept it? And then you have someone like me who would say the same thing and would be ridiculed for it. Isn't it strange how our people, our women, love to be able to say, if you don't like what I'm saying, then don't listen. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to give you the facts. Yet me doing the same thing is somehow a problem. This is my opinion. A lot of what my opinion is may change. It may not. But I have the right to speak my opinion. And others have the right to be able to enjoy my opinion, just like others have a right to speak their opinion. My opinion on several topics vary. And I like to have a hodgepodge of things that I speak about. The great thing about it is so can we all. I'm not a one-trick pony, and I don't have just one skill. I don't have one thing that stimulates me to speak on a discussion. Now let's get to this. When it comes to what you see and this little thing right here that you guys had to be subjected to, and I apologize to some of those who did not like it, especially the young man who called in last night. He ain't going to be happy about this show at all. He ain't going to be happy. But when you see things like this.
I'm just trying to let y'all know I ain't going to do this for everybody, you know what I mean? So I'm just letting y'all know how it go down for the get down. How y'all doing? How you doing, Hunty?
I'm doing fine,
this
Hunty.
This is Miss Melody Maria, her play.
Hello.
So everybody can't get me to do this thing, but the girl talks to me. I said, I'm going to turn this thing out for her. But she is. She's a great writer. So the name of the play is what?
Enough Feel Five for the Universe.
And here I go, because I'm Oprah by my mama. How you doing? What? He said Oprah by my mama.
That's what he said.
So come support
January 11th to January 28th at Theater for the New City.
Right.
Come see Malik play God.
God. You know why? Because you see me, you're going to be like, God. That's why it's like actual acting realism or something like that. Because I'm going to just make it up as I go along because the children be talking in the streets just like this mistake.
I can say that I'm bothered by it. I can. And we'll talk about this again in a part two. But the reason why I am so bothered by it is because I'm tired of black any type of gay man. You could be a gay man like men. Why do you have to act out this ratchet female? Just like the women. Why do you have to act like a thug because you like women? Who's making this up? Who says this is normal and who says it's okay? I don't know. But at the end of the day, when I think of this whole story, I'm quite bothered by it. And I'm bothered by it because it's being pushed on us, it appears. And it's blurring the line between masculinity and femininity. And it's not necessary. I'll come back for more of you guys' thoughts. I'm Tommy Sotomayor. Thank you, and good night.